Hey, what's up? Like, totally time for 90210.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 90210 show. My name is Mark. With me, as always, is my wife, Carol. How are you doing today, Carol? Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, try it again, Carol.
Hey, what's up?
There we go. It is. We had a good week or whatever. It's April 22nd, 1999.
It is that.
And, Carol, we watched an episode of 90210. Marathon Man. Is it safe?
What does that mean? You said that to me downstairs. What the fuck does that mean?
Is it safe?
Is what safe?
Is it safe?
Is that a line from the movie Marathon?
Yeah, you got it. Yes.
Okay. See, I've never seen that movie.
Oh, so. Dustin Hoffman and Sir Laurence Olivier.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Cool. Cool. Mm-hmm. Did this episode have anything in common with that movie?
No. Okay. There's a marathon of sorts. So in the movie, Dustin Hoffman is a marathon runner. And Dustin Hoffman, like, did a lot of running, I guess. Because he's a, whatever, like a method actor or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
And Laurence Olivier was like, what are you doing? And he's like, because before a take, you know, he's like, I'm running to get, like, out of breath. So I'm, like, really out of breath and everything. And Sir Laurence Olivier goes, you should try acting. It's much easier.
That is hilarious.
But anyway, no, it didn't really mean, I don't think there's any heroin in Marathon Man. I'm pretty sure in Marathon Man, I've never actually seen the movie either, okay. But I'm pretty sure Laurence Olivier plays a former Nazi doctor.
Oh.
And like Dustin Hoffman figures out he's like a former Nazi that like got away or whatever and is living anonymously. And there's, I think, a very famous scene where he's like got him strapped to the chair or whatever. And he's like using dental tools or something like that and no anesthesia. And he's like going or whatever. And he keeps going, is it safe? Is it safe?
What the fuck does that even mean, though?
And Dustin Hoffman's like,
ah!
Yeah.
That sounds awful. I don't want to watch that movie.
Dustin Hoffman insisted that he actually pulled his teeth.
Oh, jeez.
So, anyway, we watched an episode of 90210, though. I know you guys don't. Based on our conversation, I'm sure that doesn't come across, but we did watch an episode of 90210 show.
Yeah.
We don't just talk about movies we've never seen and we've vaguely heard things about.
So this episode had a live performance of, what's her name? The Something Orchestra.
Yeah, the Something Orchestra. You got it.
Jump Jive.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra.
There we go. Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
They played their one song that everyone knows, Jump Jiving and Wailing or whatever. And then a couple songs that no one's ever really heard of. The Dirty Boogie and, like, I don't know, some slower contemplative song.
Yeah.
About how AIDS is killing people or something. I don't know.
Because they're doing a marathon dance-off to raise money for AIDS.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Sorry.
Raise money for AIDS research. AIDS. Yeah, okay.
They should have had Magic Johnson there. It's L.A. He's there in L.A.
Is he?
Yeah. He was a member of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know anything about sports.
And now he's got AIDS.
Lucky that I know he plays basketball. I thought
you were going to say lucky. No. Lucky that he got AIDS.
No. God.
Yeah, it was lucky for the league. He had to retire.
Uh-huh. So they're doing that at the club. I don't even know why. It's just like a thing in the background of this episode.
Yeah.
And for some...
Because it's Christmas time in the you know... In
rich people need to give money.
Of the show.
Yeah,
we're behind. Remember, guys.
So,
but I'm excited because it's almost 1999.
It is.
Obviously it is for us, but it's almost 1999 in the show. But can you imagine when we started this? We were 4 years behind.
Yeah, that's true, and we're catching up. We're only 1 year behind now.
Well, we're not even a year behind. We're like a few months behind. We're only like a handful of episodes behind.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
So
I'm excited.
What the fuck?
Well, we're on season 9 and they're in season 9 right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still airing, season 9.
Oh.
Yeah. Look how confused you are.
I am kind of confused.
We don't, because we don't keep track of it because we don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah, so we've had somebody recording the episodes on their VCR for us so that we can watch them, because obviously the, you know, VHS or DVD would not be out yet. Right.
Why do we have to have somebody doing it? Why can't we just have been recording them ourselves?
Because we're not watching them.
Right, but, like, you programmed the VCR.
Okay, but I got my mom to do it. Well, so.
I know, but I just, this is an argument that we have all the time. You could have just programmed it. She doesn't think I know how to program the VCR.
Well, I can't risk missing an episode. So, I mean, yeah. We missed that one episode that one time, and
yeah, that's right.
We'll never come back from it.
That's we did. But
when Scotty killed himself,
right?
Just had to hear about it later.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Anyway, so let's talk about this episode.
Sure.
So we talked about the AIDS benefits, which is just like you said. It's a thing that's kind of going on in the background of the show. It's something to hang their ornaments on.
Steve donated $1,000 to this thing, thinking that he was donating $1,000.
Right.
But he donated $1,000 an hour of dancing.
Right. And it's 12 hours.
So if the people dance for 12 hours, then he has to pay $12,000.
Right.
But if they drop out sooner, it's less, right?
Yes. That's so how per hour works. Yeah.
He asked months to do it because he thought he's fat and he won't make it very long. Which is just stupid, because, like, Steve, you could have done it yourself and stopped whenever you want.
That's what I was thinking. Why didn't he and the
Janet.
Janet's do it.
Yeah, so stupid. But he gets months, not realizing that months has spent, like, the last year training. He's all, like, fit and thin and
he
stuff.
He looks good, too.
And he
looks like he's lost weight.
Yeah. And he must be a hardcore alcoholic, because he even tries to, like, drug him by giving him 100-proof liquor cocktails. And he still keeps dancing like normal.
Yeah. So. It's a weird thing that never goes anywhere.
Yeah. So at the end, he just owes money. Except that people are so impressed with how generous he is that he's got more advertisements, so they made money.
Yeah. Because the paper is vaguely in trouble or whatever. He has to pay money for... Well, they don't go into details, but he has to pay money for articles and stuff like that, because they have no writers. I don't even know why he still owns the Beverly Beat. You had one writer.
Yeah.
And he left the show. I mean, moved to Washington.
How is it that Brandon was filling an entire newspaper every week? Like, that's not normal. That's not how a paper works. They usually do, like, one article and that's it.
Exactly.
And, like, okay, he's paying per article. If he wasn't paying per article, he'd have to be paying the salary of writers. Either way, to function, a paper writes or pays for the writing.
Correct.
So why are you whining about this? That's your whole business model.
I don't understand.
Pay for articles. Sell space in the paper, sell papers.
Well, I don't think he's whining about it, but one of them says, I don't remember which one, Janet or the weird dude, the lawyer. What's his name? Matt?
Matt, yeah.
I don't know which one of them says it, but one of them's like, yeah, respectable papers don't pay for stories or whatever.
That's not true.
And he's like, yeah, we're not respectable.
But that's not true either.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a syndicated columnist?
No, I don't know what that means.
So someone who's syndicated has a column, like Dear Abby is one of them, or Ann Landers, or I don't think Mitch Albom's syndicated, I'm not sure. He's local from around here. That one dude that wrote about his dog, Marley, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's a syndicated columnist, too.
So
they write an article. They're usually based on a certain paper. Mm-hmm. Whatever, like Mitch, I'm pretty sure Mitch Albom's articles are syndicated, I think, I'm not sure. But anyway, they're based on a certain paper, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's at the Free Press, or the News, I don't remember which one. And then, I think the News, actually. And then they sell his article to other papers. Other papers republish it, they pay for it, and they republish it. Yeah. So they get published in several papers.
Yeah, so I think that's normal. So, but I feel like, you know, the writers, they don't take time to research things they don't know about. They just guess.
Yeah, well, for sure. So. You mean the writers of the show?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they had a vague conversation on the golf course with somebody that they know that owns a newspaper but doesn't even really understand the day-to-day operations of it.
Right.
Like, would you ever pay for an article? No, of course not. They're those people that on the golf course where they make a putt and their laugh sounds like it can get a loan. They're like, oh. You know how a rich person's laugh, you can hear every H-A? It's like laughing in Times New Roman.
Oh my gosh. Like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your fake laugh is a rich person laugh.
Why aren't we rich then?
I don't know. Because too often you do our poor person laugh, which is... or whatever, you know.
Shut up.
Man, there's gold in my heels.
You're so mean to me.
Well, I mean, I do it too. Anyway, so what else happens in this episode?
So Dylan whisks Kelly off for brunch in Mexico.
Yeah, let's go to brunch in Mexico.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand what's going on with those two. Like, they're all flirty and spending time together, and she's also dating Matt, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they go to Mexico.
She has a vague relationship with Matt.
Yeah.
We've never even seen him on a date.
No. And they haven't kissed. Well, the one time.
One time they kissed, I don't think he's entered her, so.
Oh, dear God, no. We would know that, and what a way to say that. But in Mexico,
yes,
he buys her a fertility statue.
Right, yeah.
Which, like, that's kind of a fucked up gift to give to a woman who's likely infertile who you're not planning to have children with.
I didn't even fucking think about the fact that she's infertile. You're right.
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't know that, but why are you giving her something? Like, do you want to have babies with her? Is that, like, that's a fucked up...
It's for good luck.
Uh-huh. It's for good luck, but it's for good luck in having babies.
I guess. Everybody down there knows him, though.
Yeah.
He's down there so often, everybody knows who he is. Oh, hey, what's up, Dylan?
Yeah, he knows the waiter, and he knows the guy who sold him the fertility statue.
And he knows the local heroin dealer.
He sure does.
Because he gets a small baggie of heroin. And this makes no sense to me. Because he got his first, like, little bit of heroin in Los Angeles.
Right.
Where they have a lot of heroin dealers, because there's a lot of heroin already smuggled into the country. Like, he's skipping a step. Is it cheaper? Is he trying to get discount heroin?
I don't know. He's a millionaire, right? Like, every time I know how rich he is.
And there's so much more risk to this. The jail time of this is so much worse.
Right. But can we back this up for a quick second?
Beep, 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 beep.
Is he super rich still? Because I thought he was poor. I thought he lost all his money.
He's chartering jets to Mexico, and Kelly talks about, like, whatever. Matt's like, maybe he wanted to tell you next time. And she's like, then he can be on a plane to Rome to himself or whatever. And it's like, yeah, it seems like he's rich again.
I guess he got the money back at some point.
I don't remember. Yeah, they did. Like, Jonesy and him, they got the people.
Okay.
So I guess he got his money back.
So yeah, so now he's spending it all in Mexico on heroin and fertility statues.
Come to Mexico for the heroin. Stay for the fertility statues.
But he shoves the baggie of heroin inside the statue.
Yeah.
That he gives to Kelly.
He impregnates it with heroin.
Oh my God, he does. And then he's like, you know, you've got to carry this fertility statue, but you don't have to declare religious artifacts.
Yeah. What? Little trinkets or whatever he says.
No, he said you don't have to declare religious stuff. Like, he was trying to, like, because it's a, which is bullshit, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know exactly how customs goes.
But yeah, so she's smuggling heroin in a statue in this jet that he's chartered.
Unbeknownst to her.
Do private jets have to go through customs?
Like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty big loophole if they were just like, oh, you're rich enough to have a private jet? Bring whatever you want in.
God, the worst. I went through customs coming back from Mexico. Mm. They go through every freaking piece of clothes. Oh, yeah. And these were dirty clothes. This was the end of a long vacation, and I was so embarrassed.
Customs agents are smelling your underwear and stuff.
Like, yeah, I mean, everybody's seeing all my dirty clothes just being dug through. It was awful.
But yeah, private chartered jets or whatever, even private jets land at airports. And so yeah, they have to go through security and customs and everything.
So
typically, actually, I believe private jets and stuff are subject to slightly more scrutiny than just a commercial jet.
So then when they get back to Kelly's, they start making out.
Yep.
And the phone rings. And you called it. As soon as the phone rang, you're like, it's Matt.
Of course it is. Who else would it be?
When the answering machine, like, you know, goes, then she picks it up. Now, if I were Dylan, I'd have been pissed right then. Like, she stopped kissing you.
Yeah.
To go answer Matt's phone call.
To lie to him.
And yeah, she lied about where she was. And he seemed happy about that. I wouldn't be happy about that. Like, why are you lying? Why can't Dylan know that you're with me? Or you mean Matt know that you're... Yeah.
He's having an identity crisis.
That's just... It's weird because, like, I didn't think they were exclusive. So if they're not... I don't know
what the fuck they are.
If they're not exclusive, she shouldn't be lying. She has no reason to lie.
He starts making out with her, though. Or, like, kissing while she's her neck on the and phone. Stuff while she's on the phone. It was so funny. He looks so happy about that, too.
And Matt's, like, asking what she's doing. She's like, oh, nothing. You know, right. Like... And she lied and said she was Christmas shopping with a friend, which, I mean, I guess is kind of true because it's like almost Christmas and she was shopping. So whatever.
For herself.
You know, you don't leave out the detail that it was Mexico.
Yeah. Or that it was Dylan.
Yeah.
Or that he's currently humping your leg right now.
But then.
He really loved cucking that fucking Matt, didn't he?
He did. He did. He was enjoying every second of it.
Yeah.
But then she's like, can't we just talk? Like I don't want to move too fast. Like
he's what, like, well,
the fuck, Kelly.
With what I'd like to be in your mouth, you couldn't be talk. So.
So he gets a little irritated that he's not getting laid,
and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, you know, they said this fertility statue is good luck. They lied.
Yeah,
and then he takes the heroin out of it and leaves, which she doesn't see. But yeah, so like I was saying, it doesn't make any sense to me. That he's going to Mexico to buy heroin.
Yeah.
Like, why? If he was going there to buy bricks of heroin, that would make sense.
Right. But he's getting, like, enough for, like, personal use.
Exactly.
Like, not even for a long time.
No, for, like, a couple days.
Yeah. Is he just going to charter a jet every couple days to go get his heroin?
And that doesn't look suspicious.
Right.
Oh, you've been to Mexico for 14 times in the last week?
Yeah, my dude. Like, find the homeless guy again. What is up?
Shit, get a dealer. Like, what the fuck?
Or, you know, just stop doing heroin. That would also be cool.
Well, I mean, it's a lot cooler when you're doing heroin. But anyway, so that then she gets pissed off at him because Kelly's at their little, I don't know, where this shit now or whatever the fuck their place is called. And Gina's there. That's her name.
The cousin.
Gina the sperm queen. She, she's there talking to Kelly, and she's like, oh, you left a message that you went to Mexico. Must have been great. Nah, nah, nah. And Matt comes in, and she hears that Matt has come in, but Gina's turned away. And she's like, so how long did it take to get to Mexico? And she turns around, and she's like, oops.
Such bullshit.
And Matt's like, Mexico.
Kelly was not like... the right amount of mad about that either.
But the thing is like Kelly is also wrong. Like I think it's filmed to be like, oh, Gina, what a bitch. You're so wrong for that. But like Kelly's the one that's in the wrong.
Well, yeah. And like Matt's like Mexico and he gets mad and like she's like, yeah, I was with Dylan.
Mm.
But like why does he have the right to be mad about that? I mean, other than her lying, if she hadn't lied, I don't think that he could have been mad.
I don't know, because I don't know what the status of the relationship is. They kissed once, and then Dylan was back in the picture, and now no one knows what the fuck's going on.
Right. It's weird.
But anyway, so she decides that she's done with Dylan. And Dylan tries to talk to her and everything. She's like, no, fuck you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I can't deal with you right now.
Which, like, why? That's my question.
Because she wants to be with Matt. She keeps saying, I want to be with Matt. I have something
I care
with
about
Matt. Even though I'm making out with you and going to Mexico with you.
Yeah, that's right. When they were kissing, she's like, no, I care about Matt. I want to stop. He's like, you didn't care about him like a minute ago.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But all of a sudden she does because the script wants her to. So.
Well, and she, she apparently forgot he existed until the phone rang and then heard his voice. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Don't she cast a spell.
She doesn't have object permanence yet. But anyway, so. Because of that, Dylan turns his sights on someone new, Gina.
Do you think that he really likes her, or do you think that he is just trying to get Kelly jealous?
I think he's partially trying to get Kelly jealous, and I think partially he needs an attractive woman to smuggle drugs for him.
Well, and he probably just really needed to get laid. I mean, Kelly got him worked up and left.
That's true. So, yeah, he gets everything, though. He gets to go to Mexico. He gets his heroin. He gets sex.
Yeah, because he definitely slept with Gina.
Yeah, we saw it.
It's in so weird. In graphic detail. No, I wish.
You wish?
Well, they're both attractive.
Interesting. Yeah, that's true.
Now I'm distracted. What was I saying?
You said it's weird, and I think you were going to talk about how he has sex while on heroin, maybe?
No, the way they were looking at each other. Like, she shows up at David's house, which he now lives at.
Yeah.
Looking for David, because apparently her and David are dating?
No, her and David aren't dating. They were just going to go to... She says in the opening scene that she's going to the marathon with David, even though David's, like, DJing it, so I don't know how he's dancing in it. And he doesn't actually ever dance in it because none of this materializes.
Wait.
It's really weird.
He's DJing, but they have a live band.
But, I mean, he's emceeing. He's, like, okay. The master of ceremonies.
Okay.
But she's like, yeah, I'm going to go with David Silver or whatever. And she comes to the house, and he's like, yeah, I heard you're going with David Silver. And then it's like, is that really true? Because David comes in, and Dylan's like, hey, I heard you want to dance at this marathon thing or whatever. He's like, yeah, I'd like to. And she goes, yeah, Gina would too. And they both like kind of look at David's looking like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, as though this is new and they didn't already have plans to dance together. Mm-hmm. It was a very weird
thing. The whole thing is confusing.
But the way...
Needlessly, because it leads to nothing.
But the way that Dylan and her were looking at each other at the time was weird, too, because he was just staring at her like she was, I don't know, something to eat. Mm-hmm. And she's like, are you going to blink anytime soon? And he blinks, is like, better? Like, how is that, like, a come on? Like, I get they have chemistry. They do. Like, right. It's palpable chemistry.
Sure.
Sure, that's good. Why are you being a freak about it, though?
Yeah. And then later, they're in the peach pit after he's been rejected by Kelly, which she witnesses. Because she's like, that's when she was like, I don't have time for this, Dylan, you fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. And runs after Matt. And Gina's like, oh, so you got rejected or whatever. She's like, I moved on in Mexico. And she's like, yeah, okay. And then he sits down and she's like, do you look at everyone like that? And he starts nodding his head yes. And he goes, no, I don't.
That's weird. That was a weird response, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, Kelly, like, she said she really cares about Matt.
Yeah.
Matt keeps saying, I don't want to compete with a trust fund. I don't want to compete with a guy who can take you.
Because he doesn't have money.
Yeah. So he's all threatened by his money.
Obviously.
And then eventually, finally, she says, you don't have to. She didn't say that at first.
You should be threatened by his looks, though, Matt.
He should be threatened by something, I'm sure. I feel like Kelly's going to end up with Dylan.
I don't know. Like, the him and Gina might work out.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, just because it's like, remember how they set it up like they're soulmates and now he's back? I don't know.
That's true. They did. Soulmates.
I mean, if we're to believe that, you know, that part of the show is true.
I think it's canonical. It was on the show.
What's canonical?
It means it's like part of the canon of the entire, the mythology or whatever, you know?
And she has so much better chemistry with him than Brandon.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, when they were kissing, I believed she wanted to have sex with him. I never once believed she wanted to have sex with Brandon. No. I felt like they just must have had a sexless relationship, which is probably what led to his infidelity.
Well, they supposedly did have sex.
I mean, I know they did, but...
He had more chemistry with Valerie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Valerie.
But that's true. But they just brushed that off for whatever reason. They found out that people didn't like that or something. I don't know. But since it's around Christmas, it's also what's her name's birthday.
Donna.
I don't know why it's so hard for me to remember her name.
And you always confuse her and Kelly.
But it's Donna. Well, they're both blonde.
But they're not anymore. Donna's a redhead.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so maybe that's why I just called her what's her name instead of Kelly. I knew that she was someone else, but. Anyway, so it's Donna's birthday, because Donna's birthday is on Christmas, and she's all upset because she thinks that everyone's forgotten about it.
Well, and specifically, she thinks Noah's forgotten about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's orchestrating a surprise party in the background of this fucking dance marathon.
Because it's a TV show, and that's what happens when people have birthday parties and you think they've forgotten.
Right. So, you know, she starts getting a little like, oh, I'm just a little sad. I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. I know it's, you know, Christmas. It's distract, which that really would suck. And he's like, okay, come on. You know, and he walks her next door to the peach pit. And everybody jumps out and says, surprise, because they've got this whole thing set up. Now, there was only a handful of people. It was not a lot of people.
No, it was the cast members.
Yeah. I mean, the main cast members. And she looks upset about her cake, and we didn't know why at first. She blows out her candles, and then Noah grabs Gina and drags her in the back, and he's like, Donna's allergic to chocolate cake, you know, or to chocolate, you know that.
Yeah, and so she can't eat her own cake and stuff like that. Because throughout the episode, we've known there's going to be a surprise birthday party. Because throughout the episode, he keeps talking to Gina, and he's like, hey, did you get this? Did you get that? It really does seem like he's putting everything on her, by the way.
Yeah. And she's like, everything is taken care of. Well, eh, she fucked up.
And he's like, you know, I'm really disappointed in you or whatever. And she's like, look, I told that baker 1,000 times, no chocolate.
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't either. I don't think she gives a fuck. And then she starts saying, like, she's like, you know what? I don't, like, it's always fucking Donna this and Donna that. Fuck Donna. And I'm sick of fucking, like, everything being about her or whatever, and Donna's behind her.
Mm-hmm. And Donna's like, I didn't realize you hate me so much.
And then she just, like, goes off on her, and she's like, how could I hate the Martins so much? The Martins have done so much for me with all the hand-me-downs and, like, blah, and they, like, pay my rent and blah, 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 blah.
Eating your crumbs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, fuck you, and she walks out.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Like, I get she's jealous of Donna, but Donna is a really nice person, and I think it's absolutely shitty that she's treating her like that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, wow. I hope Noah's done with her now.
What Noah's done with?
Gina.
Well, they're not doing anything.
No, they're not doing anything, but like you said, he relies on her. He's treating her like a confidant. They hang out all the time, and she does want to fuck him. So yeah. I feel like eventually that could happen. I wish that he'd just be done with her. Like,
yeah.
Not keep,
I think, you know. I think that's going to be the end of that. I think.
But now she's sleeping with Dylan, which is what will keep her around.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
For at least a while.
She's staying around, for sure.
I mean, you know, just because she's in the credits doesn't mean right. She's staying.
That's true. They get rid of people in the credits all the time now. Yeah. I'm trying to think if anything else happened.
Yeah, Donna's store. So,
Oh, yeah.
So the very first scene, Donna goes in to open the store and finds that gangbanger girl.
Sonia.
Cuddled up under a blanket with some dude.
Yeah, who she's fucked.
That is just, like, beyond. Like, I would be so livid.
At first, I thought that she was just, like she's homeless or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, she was just, like, sleeping there because, like, she had nowhere else to go. And she starts saying, like, she's like, oh, I didn't have anywhere else to go. And, like, you know, and she's like, no, let me explain. And Donna's like, I don't want to hear your explanation or whatever.
Mm.
And it turns out, no, it's just she had nowhere else to fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's trying to get pregnant.
So she can get out of the gang.
But then,
she's so desperate to get out of the gang. And there's only a few ways to get out of the gang, I guess. But, I mean, just leave the gang.
Well, obviously it's not that easy. Or she would. I mean, but
I guess.
But then her friend comes in and threatens her with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, yeah, and Sonia. Sonia is working at the store now because she's, like, paying off the dress they destroyed.
Yeah.
So while she's working and there are customers in there, somebody walks in with a knife and is like, I'm going to kill you. You touch him again. You're going to be in a body bag.
Stay away from Johnny.
Yeah. Tony.
Tony.
I think.
Whatever. Rodrigo.
Whatever.
Angela. Mona. Samantha. Jonathan.
Oh my goodness. So, yeah. Later, this girl who threatened her with a knife, we find out is pregnant with this guy's baby.
Yeah, she got out.
So, yeah, Sonia is very upset.
I would be too.
But, I mean, it sounds like this guy was supposed to be with the other girl anyway.
Like, yeah, I guess that's true. This guy's just getting around.
Right.
You didn't think about that.
Well,
I'm pregnant anybody.
Who wants to get out of the gang?
I'm liberating gang members.
And then somebody breaks into Donna's store.
Mm.
So they assume that it's Sonia because, you know, even though she gave her back the keys, why would you ever have given this teenage gang member keys to your store?
I don't know.
Yeah. But this happened the night that Gina went to Mexico with Dylan. I don't know. Right. Did we actually say that happened?
Yes.
Okay. And she closed the store an hour early. He's like, I'll pick you up at 8. But she had said she got off at 9. Like, what the fuck was that about? You couldn't wait one more hour?
Yeah, I don't know. He wanted heroin.
Jeez. Yeah, find somebody in an alley, sir. And it turns out the security guard is the one that robbed the store.
Which we hear from Sonya because the gang members beat the fuck out of her. And I guess just, like, committed a confession while beating the shit out of her. Yeah, you know how we did it? They're just kicking her face. Yeah, we got the security guard to help us. Yeah, here's some affidavits.
Because she refused to help them.
Yeah.
So they beat her out of the gang. That is another way, apparently, out of the gang.
Yeah, apparently you can get beaten out of the gang.
So she's happy about that, even though she looks like shit. Mm-hmm. And Donna's like, you can keep working for me. Dude, let her go. She's not in the gang anymore. Let her go back to her parents. Like, chill the fuck out. Rich white
person, superhero.
Oh, Donna.
But yeah. So, and then nothing really happens. They don't follow up on the security guard thing. They're just like, oh, the police want me to cooperate with them. And they're going to want you to as well. Yeah. What does Donna know?
Nothing. Ever.
Yeah. But anyway, that's it. It's everything that happens.
I thought it was a pretty good episode.
It was all right. It was fine. And the logical inconsistency of going down to... going all the way to Mexico for like one baggie of heroin, like one needles full of heroin.
And he's not doing needles though; he's snorting. Nice. We saw him do it in the bathroom.
He's snorting it, yeah.
And somehow he's managing to have sex while he's on heroin, which seems wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah, but well, again, yeah, you know, that. I don't think the writers know that much about heroin. So,
no. Well, thankfully.
Coke now. That would be a whole other story, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's the rich person drug.
Make you fuck like Superman or whatever, right?
Goodness.
Anyway, so Carol, why don't you tell the people where they can fuck like Superman?
Okay. You can write us at latefee1994@AOL.com. Mm-hmm. Check out our website at www.retrolatefee.com.
Yes.
Check out the Patreon at patreon.com/retrolatefee.
Of course.
And share the tapes with your friends.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.